going on over the past couple of weeks, and some of them were with regards to those young horses that went through at the auction here locally. Where they are going, we don't know, but we know that draft horses, young and older, are at risk for being sent to slaughter in Japan. It's actually one of the reasons that I started this radio show, that I wanted to let people know, if you don't know already, about horse slaughter and how it's a very profitable industry for some people. And when I started Blue Sky Radio years ago, I called it Blue Sky Horse Radio, and Catherine Betts helped me a lot. Thank you, Catherine. But at the time, I didn't actually know about live shipping of horses to Japan. But as I was doing the show, I found out. So organizations like Canadian Horse Defense Coalition go to feedlots, or have advocates that go to feedlots, or go to the airport and like take photos and video of these horses. And of course, these horses come from somewhere. And we know that some of them are bred for this purpose. People breed horses now, like draft horses, because they're heavier. They can grow really large. And so there were some young horses at the auction who went through for $4 per pound. And then some people say, well, the meat buyer wouldn't pay so much money for them. And then others are saying, well, it's because they're going to Japan, where it's considered a delicacy with fresh horse meat. The fresher, the better. So the conversation between people who say that they love horses, there's now got in the combination the fact that some individuals are okay and say horse slaughter is completely humane and an acceptable industry, and whereas others are saying it's a lot of cruelty, it's really hard to keep horses calm, so there's always a lot of very anxious horses. The whole industry is a little bit iffy. So anyways, I have the interview with Marnie, and we're going to play it, and we're also going to share some photos from the protest on the Facebook Live. And if you are on the Facebook Live, I will say that some of the photos are definitely graphic. And but here's the interview with Marnie from this weekend. Okay. It's kind of interesting here. So I'm having a major tech moment, and I'm going to have to wait to play that interview. Unfortunately, I've had a bit of a tech day today, and we are, since it is the season to be jolly, and they say, we'll go back and play a song instead so that people don't have to sit there and wonder what's going on. So, all right. Okie dokie, what do you feel like listening to? Okay, here's some Rush. I like Rush. That's kind of like going to a completely different topic. Let's do Russian Trees. Do you guys like Russian, the song Trees? I do. All right, here it is.
There is unrest in the forest. There is trouble with the trees. For the maples want more sunlight. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much for listening to Blue Sky Radio. That was Rush with the song Trees. And I did mention before we went to the song that there was a protest at a Toronto restaurant. And I spoke with Marnie, who had organized this protest. And here is the conversation.
For listening to Blue Sky Radio, my name is Yenny. This is at Radio Waterloo. You can find us online at radiowaterloo.ca. In Kitchener and Waterloo, you can find us on 102.7 FM. And with me today is Marnie. And hi, Marnie. I know that you were in Toronto a few days ago, and you guys were doing a protest. So would you introduce yourself for our listeners, please?
Sure. My name is Marnie Ugar, and I'm with an organization that I founded called GRAF Toronto, which stands for Grassroots Anti-Speciesism Shift.
Okay, thank you. So could you tell us more about the protest that you organized this weekend?
Sure. So the protest was at a restaurant in my neighborhood in Toronto on Queen West, because I do all grassroots activism, local activism with local restaurants. And so this restaurant is called La Palette, and it's known for serving horse meat. They have other dishes like foie gras and other animals, but it's unique in Toronto where people didn't even know that it was legal to serve horse meat.
Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah, I just saw a picture that's been going around online that has some of the animals that are permitted here in Ontario. For example, dogs are allowed also, as long as you didn't raise them as a pet. It's allowed on the menu. So that was news to me. I did not know that.
That's right. No, I mean, I'm just learning about horse meat. It's not something that I'm just doing research now as I go along. And apparently with horse meat, you might know whether or not this is true, but apparently retired horses, so horses that say were racing, et cetera, and are of no use anymore, can be killed and served as horse meat. So I'm hearing all different things. I'm going to do further research on that.
Well, I mean, basically any horse can be bought at auction and sent to slaughter. So yes, former race horses. It could be, the standard breds that pull buggies along the road. It could be somebody's